Amy Keane, New South Wales Renewable Energy Advocate.
Jonathan Judson, I'm the Chair of the Australian Alliance for Energy Productivity. Amy, could you tell me a little bit about the state of play in the renewables in industry, both internationally and locally?
Sure, John. The state of play of the renewable energy industry, both locally and internationally, is nothing short of thumping. It's really exciting, and you can feel it here today, with 5,000 people and an exhibition hall full of the renewable energy and energy efficiency industry shows the momentum that's building. It's really exciting times. For the first time, everybody's talking about when the energy transition will occur. So it's no longer a matter of if, it's a matter of how and when. And the other thing that's new in the industry is that renewable energy is cost effective. It's as cheap as any other form of generation. So that's a complete game changer. And we're seeing that transition happening already. So for example, globally last year, more renewable energy was installed than any other fuel type. And in New South Wales, we've actually doubled our renewable energy generation in the past couple of years. So momentum's really taking off. It's affordable. People understand, and it's a really exciting space to be in.
Mm. There seems to be a bit of a disconnect between national political leadership and community attitudes to renewables. Can you give me a bit of a rundown of where you see the community at, and maybe where the disconnect is at the moment?
Yeah. Communities love renewable energy. In fact, the New South Wales government recently did a survey that showed there's 91% support for renewable energy. I can't think of many other industries where people love it. People want renewable energy in their home. They know that it brings a sense of independence and freedom. They can then generate their energy for free from the sun every day. So we're seeing huge uptake, particularly in the regional areas. In fact, the number one suburbs for renewable energy are Lismore, Dubbo and Liverpool. And a recent IPART study in New South Wales showed that the North Coast was the most likely place to install renewable energy. Right. And in fact, Eastern Sydney was the least likely. Hmm. So people are now generating the energy. They're voting with it. They understand it and they love it.
And it's become part of the culture.
Absolutely. And that will only grow with time.
And do you think there's the political leadership doesn't seem to line up with that in terms of some of the policy statements in recent times from Commonwealth?
Well, I think as Andy Vessie from AGL said this morning, that with disruption, it's a mental shift. And we're talking about a new form of energy. It's a fundamental change in the way that our energy is created. The grid is changing. And it's going to take time for people to understand the future.
And how do you see energy efficiency and demand management lining up with renewables in terms of achieving our carbon targets?
Well, firstly, the best megawatt hour is that's not used. In other words, energy efficiency is the first thing we should do, and it's the cheapest form of energy management. So energy and renewables has to go hand in hand. It also lowers the cost. And demand management, as you said, is really important. The way we start to use the grids, how we manage our energy, becoming smarter about it will not only save us money, it'll help us achieve our carbon target, potentially at lower costs than doing nothing. So, energy efficiency, demand management, renewable energy, all part of a smarter, advanced energy grid, which is coming very quickly.
And do you see the electricity industry regulations supporting the speed of change that needs to occur now?
Well, I think the current state of the energy market needs to be reformed. I think it's not fit for purpose anymore. And the rules don't support the new technology that consumers are demanding that delivers clean, affordable, reliable energy. So we do need to really look at it. And that's what I think all governments have committed to as part of COAG, reforming, transforming our energy market to achieve the climate change reductions that need to happen.
Just a little bit of a sidebar in terms of community attitudes. I mean, do you see in the surveys that you're seeing an interest from customers to get completely off the grid? I mean, you know, with battery technology, do you think there'll be a move to sort of turn their back on the grid, or is that not feasible or not what people are looking for?
Look, personally, we have a grid. I think we've invested a lot of money into it, and we need to use that to achieve our goals. I don't think it needs to be off-grid, on-grid, apart from some communities which may be new communities, and it's cheaper to start with going off the grid. For a lot of homes, though, they will want to continue to go down the journey of energy independence. Solar systems will be upgraded. Storage is coming very fast. And people love it. People are so attracted to that independence. But I don't think it's necessarily an on or off grid. But we need to address those consumer demands and create a platform that allows consumers to share with each other. And it's going to be a lot more cost effective if we can use the infrastructure that we've invested in to embrace this new technology and share with our neighbours, manage our energy through, as you said, demand management, energy efficiency and renewables in the most efficient way. And how we do that, we really need to look at market rules to make it most efficient and effective.
Yeah, so I'm interested to look at consumers that are outside just the residential area. Mm. As an example, the farming community. How can we share benefits from the implementation of renewables at a community level and at an agricultural level?
The farming sector is really interesting, John. Farmers have always farmed the sun. They've got the land, they've got the resources, they know how to embrace new technology. And we're seeing that particularly the wind industry is becoming much better at sharing the benefits with the neighbours. And as a result, farmers in the New England region are embracing renewable energy. It's a great opportunity for them to drought-proof their properties. So these co-benefits of renewable generation provide a whole new opportunity. The other interesting sector is agriculture and irrigators. So irrigators use a lot of energy for pumping. Diesel is only likely to head in one direction in terms of price. Solar pumping provides a great solution to manage your peak load and reduce your bills, which we're seeing in many areas are getting more and more expensive. So solar is great for irrigation. Bioenergy as well. The more bioenergy we can bring online, the more firm capacity we can provide. And bioenergy, as well as solar thermal, provides synchronous generation, which then complements other forms of generation that's more variable. So agriculture can provide this new form of generation for Australia, and Australian farmers can now form new forms of income, and it just makes sense.
What do you think about the practicality of having targets to have buildings being net zero energy? Is it feasible, practical?
Well, the building sector's come a long way, and certainly now with we started off having a rating scheme which drove the efficiency of buildings, and I think in many cases it's actually cost effective for buildings to have zero net emissions, and we're seeing leaders then reap the rewards of showing that innovation. Tenants want that. So if you look at Europe, their buildings are in many cases have zero net emissions. They can lower their energy bills, they're better for the tenants. It makes sense, and I think it definitely is the future of buildings.
A few questions about economics, both on built-in PV mm-hmm. in buildings and also batteries. Mm-hmm. Interested to see where the economics is and where, you know, whether you think that those technologies are going to have a big impact and when, based on their current economics and the expected trajectory.
Yeah, sure. The economics of renewable energy has changed phenomenally in the last couple of years, and solar's plummeted in costs. So certainly in my time, I would never have predicted that we're now reaching prices of $100 a megawatt hour yep. for large-scale PV. Yep. For many commercial businesses, it's actually cheaper to generate your energy from the sun for free every day on your roof than it is to buy it from the grid. And businesses realise that. So in New South Wales, we've got about 10,000 businesses that now have PV on their roofs. Yep. We only expect that to grow. Batteries aren't quite cost effective, but it's hard to imagine it won't be long before the price plummets, particularly as we get the economies of scale and it follows the same path as PV.
What do you think, 5 years, 10 years before people will just do it on a straight commercial?
I think the straight commercial argument isn't always the right one. I mean, most kitchens aren't commercial. People's homes, the decisions they make. My smartphone's not commercial. I spend money all the time on things that don't make sense. And the same goes with batteries. Yep. People love it.
That's a very good comment.
People want it in their garages. Yep. My husband wants one and I say, we can't afford it yet. It's that independence, my home, my castle, will drive the uptake. And particularly in New South Wales, with the end of the solar bonus scheme, we have 150,000 households that will end their feed-in tariff this year. Yep. And they're going to be looking at new ways to manage their energy bills. Yep. And I think that will drive the market for PV. So you've got the right tariff structures.
For batteries, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think batteries is going to come far faster than the economics tell us because of the emotional decision that will drive it. And then once you get those early adopters, that will drive the price down and then it will be more economic. It will actually be economical, which will then get the mass market. So, and that will transform the market, as you well know, John. It's a complete game changer.
What about built-in PV? Are we going to see roofs covered with you know, solar generating tiles?
I really hope so. Built-in PV is a no-brainer, particularly for new buildings. It's an untapped resource that all buildings should start to generate their own energy. Why not?
Look, just to finish off, Amy, if you were queen of the world, what things would you do to accelerate the penetration of renewables into the marketplace?
Thanks, John. Queen for a day. Where do I start? A few things. I'd straight away start to have better data. We need to measure, monitor, and manage our energy use better. At the moment, we only measure it at the transmission system rather than at the home behind the meter. It's an arcane way to manage our system. And if I was running a business, I'd want to be able to know more about what's actually happening. Another thing, we really need to bring on firm renewable energy generation. At the moment, we've got a market mechanism being the REP for the lowest cost. We also have technology that's available made in Australia, such as bioenergy, solar thermal, even inverters from solar systems and wind systems can provide synchronous generation, which then provides all the ancillary services that the market needs to ensure stable, reliable framework.
Right.
I'd also really move towards sharing the benefits of renewables with the local community. So sharing the financial rewards, engaging the communities, the more people that reap the returns, the greater the uptake.
Yep.
Gee, and what else? And I'd also really love to create a shared platform where neighbours can share their energy, where we can generate on one roof and consume on the other roof. At the moment, it's a one-way flow. The more that money can be exchanged between consumers, the more efficient and effective the grid is, and the more we can embrace renewable energy.
Fantastic.
Is that a good start?
That's great. Thank you, Queen Amy.
Thank you, John.
Great contribution.
Yeah, thank you.